The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Medicaid is already the most expensive single program in the general fund budget. Howell referenced the Medicaid Innovation and Reform Commission created last year to examine Medicaid, cut costs, and propose efficiencies, and he says it still has a lot of work to do. House Appropriations Chair Chris Jones says from what they've seen so far, adding so many more Virginians to the program would be unsustainable.
And I believe we've been very clear that we have a system that is not as efficient as it should be. And if you're going to only going to add, they're saying between 200, 300, or 400,000 people, you've got a system right now that serves about 900,000 plus. If you don't reform that system first, then it's just destined, fail long term.
It's been suggested that some Republicans in both houses are signing with Governor McAuliffe, who campaigned on Medicaid expansion. Howell says while it's true that not everyone in his caucus has the same views, he thinks that most in the House would prefer to wait for reforms before signing off on such a significant expansion of the program. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.